Activation number three, using the sounds of the chimes. And the sound of the wind. Let's go very deep into this activation as one mind, one spirit, one intention. Okay, let's look up again with our eyeballs. Look up and together above your head, breathing in, and bring down a wonderful curtain of light of your choosing. Feel it moving throughout your energy field and body, all the way down past your feet and into the earth. Okay, let's do it two more times. Looking up and together above the head. Let's bring down a different color sheet of light for your presence and your energy field and your physical body. Allow all pores and cells of your skin to open up. Okay, one more time. Breathing up together. Breathing down the most appropriate sheet of light for your consciousness, your body. Rippling through the cells of your body, through your magnetic field, through all of your light bodies, down into the beautiful earth. Okay. Invoke the four pillars of light in the corners of your room. You may ask each pillar of light what it represents archetypally. Feel the cocooning of light around your body. Going to invoke again the solfeggio tonal set. For deeper alignment with your magnetic field of your body. And the hertz frequencies of 432, 528. I'm going to call forth the gatekeepers, the guardians. The opening of the PowerPoints. From this world to the highest realms of heaven. Calling forth the support of the Ascended Masters and the Archangels. And our celestial helpers. Such as Arcturus, Pleiades, Aldebaran, Vegan, Andromeda, Venus, Dahl Universe, Cassiopeia. Lyra. Sirius B. Arulu. The sacred centers in Europe, specifically Sweden, UK. Lake Louise. In Manchester. Okay, we're going to call forth and invoke your soul group and home world. You're going to call forth your ancestors, your lineage, members of your family that are choosing to receive this work. Your pets. And all those that you are close to that are on the other side. And we're going to call forth all of the beautiful creatures of your local community where you live to receive. Okay, we're going to call forth again your healing team. And your representative, the spokesperson for your team, to step forward. Call forth your guardian angel and or angels to step forward. Your inner child. Taking a deep breath now into your brain. Breathing in clarity and releasing all confusion through the out breath. Continue to breathe in clarity. Breathing out, letting go. All that does not relate to clarity. Breathe and into the brain again, feeling the triangulation, pituitary, pineal, thalamus. And then feel that connection with the base of your spine. And feel that connection with your solar plexus. And feel that connection with your sacred chamber behind your physical heart. Feel all those connections with your hand chakras and soles of your feet chakras, your earth star chakra below your feet, your soul star above your crown. Feel all that connected to the base of your skull, doorway to God. Feel all that now connected through your throat chakra. To your sun chakra at your belly button. connected to your solar plexus. Connected to all the power points upon your body, which are connected to all the major points of your chakra system, your nadis, and your meridians. All that connected to your different subtle bodies. All related to your magnetic field and the earth. All that connected to the matrix of your soul and the matrix of your I am, to the matrix of the great central sun, to the heart of Creator. All right, we're going to invoke the purest crystal line vibration known to all the universes that comes through the great central sun to be projected, if you will, to all of your energetic structures, your inner technology that end up in your lungs. So just simply receive and allow. This is the inner technology aspect. You're building the scaffolding for your landing. You're going to detach from your pain body, your emotional body, tribal consciousness, and your intellect. From all the chaos of the world and the astral plane of humanity, and from all influences from the sources that are attempting to continue to control this planet. We're going to call forth the realms of light, realms of essence, Kuan Yin, the ascended masters and the archangels that are assigned to this retreat and the work itself. I'm going to ask for cleansing of the eyeballs, of the iris, of the cornea, of the pupil, of the eyes, the optic nerve, all elements having to do with physical and spiritual sight through the physical body, including the pineal cavity. I'm going to ask for clarity in any developing patterns affecting eyesight and hearing, which includes the inner ear canal and the inner eardrum, as well as the sinus cavity, the frontal lobe, the sphenoid process, and moving into the unified field that we call the field of your soul. Please now begin to receive blessings from Kuan Yin and the Garden of the Great Ladies for all aspects of your life. We can receive now the power of the garden in every level of your physical body and your auric field. Begin to breathe in now the purifier of the sun, central sun. Now, breathe into any area of your mind that you believe is still stuck in thinking. It's a gentle fire. It's a cool, gentle, soothing fire power. It also illuminates. Allow it to move to any area of your mind that may still be holding a bit of darkness, a bit of confusion, a bit of uncertainty. It's a very gentle fire. I'm going to ask your guardian that represents your healing team to step forward and to assist, to support you in this. Process of bringing the light into the shadow areas of the mind. Feel the loving support from your soul group. I'm going to ask your team to help you with removing all beliefs that are not yours, that are lodged in your mind, your brain, that you are now ready to recognize and be free of, so that you can come into your full mental awareness. Move deeper into the state of detachment. I'm going to ask the realms of essence to assist in moving out of faith, hope, trust, and belief into knowing and being, and eventually beyond as needed. All sounds you may hear will only support you to go deeper into the zone. And as you stay relaxed, you become more aware and more alert and more conscious and more free. You're going to begin to reassociate relaxation to awareness rather than sleep. Now referencing deep peace and relaxation and tranquility with supreme wakefulness, mindfulness, expanded awareness, and open-heartedness. We're going to call for the Council of 14 to begin to download you. All the technique and processes that you will learn in this retreat on all levels. Starting with the basic wave experience from yesterday, day one, to include today, time travel, rebirthing, downloading. And continuing with cocoon of light, kinetics, specialized time travel. Archetypal downloading. Reverse engineering. Fractal amplification. The infinity power via the Fermi photo image. And sacred geometry, the five platonic solids plus solfeggio, tone set, the 432 hertz frequency, and the miracle hertz frequency of 528, and the 2D6 chromosome, the activation of the 2D6 to enable the liver to completely detox chemicals and toxins. Okay, breathing deeply. These are all stored in your memory banks, in your storage area. Okay, you're going to put an access code in your storage area. You're going to create a 4-digit access code that you will need to memorize now. Make it simple. 4-digit access code. Okay, so lock it away now. Take a deep breath. Okay, we're slowly coming back to your physical body here on the earth. Take a deep breath. It's coming back to your feet, your hands, your spine, feeling your wonderful body. Slowly stretch your arms, your legs, your toes, your fingers. Sip some water. And when you're ready, come into the now. Those on the mat, feel free to roll over on your right side to receive your spinal harmonizing and grounding. Blessings upon the now.